seven swing states. Welcome to a brand new video. Crazy situation is happening. Look at what is going on in Chicago. All these people absolutely furious that Chicago is the leading city of crime for the last 4 years. Look at all of them protesting against all the illegal immigrants that got into the country that have committed incredible amounts of crimes. Look at them literally screaming and crying about 300,000 children missing at the border over Biden's term. Wait, hold on. Oh no, they're not. They're protesting against Trump doing tariffs. Sorry about that. I just gave you false news. Chicago is protesting against none of those things. They actually kind of support all those things. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the most critically acclaimed franchise on the internet. Welcome to the Democrats are 190% cooked. So a couple of days ago, we covered another 180% cooked. Then the tariffs came into play and everything changed. By that I mean is they are more cooked than ever before. So I hope you're locking in for the levels of tardation that we're about to see. We are about to see insane amounts of bullshit. Wildly insane amounts of bullshit today. I have done a fun amount of prep work. But before that, we're going to talk about how Donald Trump is the most consistent president in the history of the United States. Then we're going to talk about how every single person on the left supported Trump's tariffs until Trump came into office. Oh, you are so not ready for the bullshit we are going to be exploring today. It's a fun-ass time. We got people arrested. We got some arrested Democrats, so that's great. They'll be voting from jail next term. That's hell yeah. Hell yeah. Surprise. But first, this is a TikTok with 121,000 likes. All right? Everyone says Trump doesn't know anything about tariffs. They're all protesting that Trump's an idiot, that he's butt-fucking the economy, all that shit. Now, I've already made a video covering the tariff stuff, so if you want all my opinions on that, feel free to watch that. But now, let's actually prove all of them wrong in just 36 seconds.
We let Japan come in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. It's not free trade. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it. It's almost impossible. They don't have laws against it. They just make it impossible. They come over here, they sell their cars, their VCRs, they knock the hell out of our companies. And hey, I have tremendous respect for the Japanese people. I mean, you can respect somebody that's beating the hell out of you, but they are beating the hell out of this country. Kuwait, they live like kings. The poorest person in Kuwait, they live like kings. And yet they're not paying. We make it possible for them to sell their oil. Why aren't they paying us 25% of what they're making? It's a joke.
Yeah, so it turns out that Mr. Donald, President Donald J. Trump, the orangest man, all seven swing states, cryo Trump every 4 years. He was saying this for years. This is a very old video. Donald Trump has literally been preaching the tariffs for a very long time. He just doesn't like the whole idea that you got all these other countries that tariff America, but, you know, you have America not tariffing the other countries. So let me get this straight. Tariffs are only bad when Trump does them? I'm glad you asked. Yes. And we are going to prove that today. Lots of retards to talk about. Hassan Piker says that they used AI to make up the tariffs. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Good take. Good take. Everyone's favorite political analyst, Hamas Piker, working on a big Hamas video. Lock in. It's going to be crazy. So anyway, Donald Trump, he's just making shit up. He's just stupid, probably, is what they're saying. He's been saying this for a long time. Everyone's been supporting this shit. In fact, Trump's tariffs are reciprocal. A lot of people are unaware of this. The fact is, Trump is tariffing countries, mostly, that are tariffing America. He wants free trade. And he wants a even no-tariff system back and forth. Now, they are tariffing America, so America's tariffing them back. This is basic bitch shit. America doesn't want to be pushed around forever. And realistically, that is the path that America was going down. Tariffs on every single country have been slowly but surely hiking up on America forever because all seven swing states don't like being under the thumb of every other country ever. They decided to put this guy in power. This is the thing he's been saying forever. Realistically, this is the most honest president of the United States we've ever had, and people don't like to admit that fact. So, here's where we're gonna have fun. This is a clip of Nancy Pelosi. Now, Nancy Pelosi is very well known for being anti-Trump in every possible way. She hates Trump. She's come out now. She's against the tariffs. She's against tariffs. She's against Trump. Now, this is what she had to say in 1996.
Jobs, this is the biggest and cruelest hoax of all. Not only do we not have market access, not only do they have prohibitive tariffs.
What? Are you saying that other countries are unfair because they have prohibited tariffs? Nazi Pelosi spitting facts.
Not only are our exports not let in very specifically, but China benefits China. With at least 10 million jobs.
Holy shit, Trump stole her entire speech.
From U.S.-China trade.
Yeah, the retards are tarding again, guys. Nancy Pelosi. Now, in case you were unaware, let me tell you the difference between that Nancy Pelosi in 1996 and modern day Nancy Pelosi in 2025. Now, I'm going to tell you the major difference. You see, in 1996, she was worth $500,000. In 2025, she's worth, $150 million. $150 million. Back when Nancy Pelosi was a young 137 years old, she fully supported Trump. But now that she's worth up over $150 million, suddenly her tune has changed. Orange man bad, tariffs evil, tariffs stupid, tariffs bad. But before, somehow, she didn't think that way. It's almost like the Democrats, the left aren't leaving the Democratic Party. It's almost like the Democratic Party left the left. They've become so radical, they're fucking retarded. And she's not the only retard. Introducing Obunga. This is Obunga. He has a lot of things to brag about. Let's see what he's bragging about.
We had a tire case in which they were flooding us with cheap domestic tires or cheap Chinese tires. And we put a stop to it. And as a consequence, saved jobs throughout America. I have to say that Governor Romney criticized me for being too tough in that tire case.
He's too tough with tariffs. Interesting.
Said this wouldn't be good for American workers and that it would be protectionist. But I tell you, those workers don't feel that way.
Oh, weird.
They feel as if they had finally an administration who was going to take this issue seriously.
He's mentioning how the workers that had all their businesses shut down, literally, because why would you pay an American car manufacturer if you could pay a Chinese car manufacturer? Why would you do that? So they decided they'll just pay for Chinese car manufacturing instead of American car manufacturing. So this dude decided, holy fuck, that's not fair to our workers. We gotta tariff the ever-living fuck out of them. Obunga today is very against tariffs. Orange man bad, I'll have you remember. Anyone that supports tariffs is an idiot, right? So basically, you got all of these fucking people, all these retards that used to run in Congress and in office. They're all talking about how tariffs are good, reciprocal tariffs are important. All of them have to sit there and be like, yeah, tariffs important. Otherwise, we're going to be under the thumb of everybody else. Yes, obviously, the market's going to crash when you add tariffs. No fucking shit. Trump literally said that was the case the entire time, but otherwise, you're just kicking the ball down the street. You're never getting out from under the thumb of all these other countries. So as it stood, President Obunga was always pro-tariffs, always into reciprocal tariffs, always pro the workers in America. Until Trump showed up and actually did something about it and actually put his reputation on the line and tanked the market to get out of the thumb of every other country. Introducing Bernie Sanders. Now, Bernie Sanders is very well known for hating the oligarchy. Oh my God, I can't believe it's the oligarchy. The oligarchy are oligarchying around. The rich people are controlling the government. So we have to pay our rich people to fucking fund these protests. Our rich people, they're the good oligarchy. Your people, bad oligarchy. Don't ask about George Soros. Anyway, Bernie Sanders had something to say a couple years back. You might find it interesting.
Further, what they have said is that we need to not worry about manufacturing in America because what we should establish is a policy of unfettered free trade.
Oh, okay. All right. Interesting. So we don't need to worry about manufacturing. That's the claim.
We don't need tariffs. What we need is to allow corporate America the freedom to throw American workers out on the street.
Right. So that this is what he's arguing against. He's saying that how could they not be into tariffs.
People who are making 15, 20, 25 bucks an hour, health care, pensions, throw them out on the street because somehow, Madam President, we are going to create wealth in America and good paying jobs in America as we shut down plants, we move to China, corporations there pay workers 20, 30 cents an hour.
God, look how he's spitting facts. He's like, oh my God, China's stealing our jobs because we don't have tariffs. We don't have tariffs. That's fucking crazy. China, China, I can't believe it. They're taking our workers. They're taking our jobs. All seven swing states. Oh, sorry. That was Trump just in a Bernie accent. Turns out Bernie Sanders, the guy that's mega against Trump right now, running his fucking oligarchy rallies, using the fundings of his own billionaires, somehow fucking Fantasyland Bernie over here, he decides now tariffs bad. But he's always been pro-tariffs. He's always been anti the businesses moving to China. He's always been for exactly what Trump actually had the balls to fucking do. What is going on? It looks to me like the Democrats are 190% fucked. They can't speak anymore. They've completely destroyed themselves.
And we bring the product back into this country. And anyone who goes shopping in a mall knows how difficult it is today to find the product made in America. But that is the philosophy. And I have to say, in that regard, the champion, and he is honest on this one, Senator McCain has been criticized recently for not being the most honest candidate we have seen in terms of his ads and so forth. He has been honest on this one. He is the lead advocate of unfettered free trade.
So free trade is good all of a sudden. Having reciprocal tariffs or no tariffs, that's what we need. We can't have tariffs on one side but not on the other, because then all of a sudden all the businesses are going to move to the other country. It's almost like what Bernie Sanders is saying is exactly what Trump actually did. In fact, the fucking irony of this asshole right now, in my opinion, the unbelievable virtue signaling irony of this guy, especially right now in 2025, and this is mind-boggling, is the fact that unironically, and I'm saying this with like complete sincerity, the people that are taking the hit from this economy downturn from Trump's tariffs are largely the rich people. By and large, the impact that the reciprocal tariffs are having on Americans in the short term are largely happening to rich people. This is Mr. Anti-Rich People. He's a communist, right? For his honeymoon, he went to the USSR. It's wild.
And that's an awesome...
It'll affect the lower class as well, don't get me wrong, it absolutely will. But not nearly as much as it'll affect the billionaires. So it's just kind of ironic, especially because, super ironically, Trump has been most beneficial for the middle class in his first term. And that's what he's planning on doing again.
So important part of this right-wing ideology, that it is good for America, that corporations can go to China and bring products back into this country.
All right, so Bernie Sanders is another classic example of very pro-Trump policies but hates Trump, so he completely changed his opinion up. Hell yeah, dude. You used to be all for taxing millionaires, and then he became a millionaire. Now he's all for taxing billionaires. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty wild to watch these speeches.
Like, how far?
Every single one of these speeches is just them literally glazing Trump's ideology and glazing the tariff idea, and they're all for it, but none of them had the balls to actually do it because they knew it would tank the economy, but they're all, it's a necessary evil. In the words of Donald Trump, you give surgery to a patient to cut out the cancer, even though surgery involves cutting the patient open. And it's a decent analogy. It really is. You gotta fucking cut that shit out. As it stands right now, America's under the thumb of every other country, well, as it was a week ago. Ever since Liberation Day, they introduced one of my favorite words in the dictionary. One of Trump's favorite words are tariff. My favorite word is reciprocal. Reciprocal is one of my favorite words. They butt-fuck you, you butt-fuck them right back. They'll stop butt-fucking. That's just life.
How far does China have to go? How much more repression? How big a trade deficit and loss of jobs for the American worker?
Oh, she cares about the loss of jobs of the American worker. That's kind of crazy, because that's actually what Trump was worried about.
And how much more dangerous proliferation has to exist before members of this House of Representatives will say, I will not endorse the status quo. As I mentioned, it's about jobs, proliferation, and human rights. And there are those who say we shouldn't link human rights and trade and proliferation and trade. I disagree. But if we just want to take up this issue on the basis of economics alone.
All right. So first she says the reason why tariffs are absolutely necessary and reciprocal tariffs are super important. The reason why that's super important is because of human rights and also the economy. So we've already established, based on basic bitch human rights, there should be reciprocal tariffs. All right, moving on.
Indeed, China should not receive most favored nation status. For several reasons that I'd like to go into now. I'd like to call the attention of our colleagues to this chart on the status quo.
Yeah, I showed this clip already. But the status quo, 1995 deficit is $34 billion because America has a 2% tariff on China and because China has a 35% tariff on America. Huh, kind of crazy how that happened. It's almost like China, they love China very much. And it turns out, almost, not trying to go too far here, it's almost like she's arguing the case for reciprocal tariffs. But now that Trump is doing it, orange man bad, of course, obviously. Here's another speech of Obama talking about tariffs.
When it comes to the international system of commerce and trade, it's legitimate for poorer countries to continue to seek access to wealthier markets. And by the way, wealthier markets, that's not the big problem that you're having. That a small African country is sending you tea and flowers? That's not your biggest economic challenge. It's also proper for advanced economies like the United States to insist on reciprocity from nations like China that are no longer...
Reciprocity? Did she say... Did Obunga just say my favorite word? Reciprocal? Oh, weird.
Solely poor countries to make sure that they're providing access to their markets. And that they stop taking intellectual property and hacking our...
Huh? He said the actual fucking word. Reciprocity. It just rolls off the fucking tongue, doesn't it? It's a beautiful word. One of my favorite words.
Servers.
Yeah, pretty hilarious how that happened. Even Obunga was all for this. Now, every Democrat's crying. All right. Now, I started this video off showing you this. This over here, the National Coalition of Retards. It's kind of crazy. Looking at all these laddies. They all gather around. They're arguing for their rights. They're anti-tariffs. Tariffs are bad. Orange man, he's evil. He's fucking the economy. Kind of crazy how that happened. All these heathens. These bloody heathens. They're out here crying. But it turns out literally every single Democratic candidate in the history of Democratic candidates have all said this fucking shit. But they're all retards, so they don't know that. They just see...
What would you do?
They just see bullshit on the news. That's why they complain. They complain because of news bullshit. The news said Trump bad. Stock market down, even though Trump was honest and all these other politicians that said they were going to do it, they didn't do it. They never wanted to do anything about it because they obviously knew it was going to make the economy look bad and they didn't want to get a bad reputation. Trump has developed into this arbiter of giving no fucks. That's my favorite thing about Trump, by the way. My favorite thing about Trump is that he absolutely does not have a single fuck to give anymore. He doesn't give a single fucking fuck. And that's why he has the balls to actually give America the chemo that he feels like it needs. Now look, I'm not an economist. I'm not going to make believe I know the answer to every question ever. But the hypocrisy. I am a master of sniffing out retards. No economy lessons here. Only retards. I did my analysis in my previous video when I talked about the tariffs. You could look at that if you want. This is not the place. This is Retard Detector 5000. Democrats 190% fucked. Definitely subscribe. 200% fucked. We're going to be doing something special. So anyway, here's another retard.
What would you do differently, Donald?
I'd make our allies, forgetting about the enemies. The enemies you can't talk to so easily. I'd make our allies pay their fair share. We're a debtor nation. Something's going to happen over the next number of years with this country because you can't keep going on losing $200 billion.
Yeah.
And yet we let Japan in and dump everything right into our markets and everything. Uh-huh. It's not free trade.
He's talking about all the hentai. All the hentai is getting dumped into America.
Right. If you ever go to Japan right now and try to sell something, forget about it, Oprah. Just forget about it.
Yeah, I showed you this clip. But you get my idea. You get the point. I have some people telling me in chat, look at the calculations of the different tariffs. Look, man, I am not an economist. I'm not going to sit here and argue every single different place. Look, Israel has a 0% tariff on America. 0% tariff on America.
America has a 17% tariff on Israel. Realistically, Israel did have a tariff, I think, for cars on America and for different farming shit they had on America for a while. And in my opinion, and I'm not trying to get into controversies here, in my opinion, Trump is definitely making a statement. He wants everyone to drop all their tariffs. That's what I think he wants. So I'm not going to get into different nuances and how different tariffs should be calculated differently or whatever, because realistically, I'm not an economist. I don't know the full game plan for the future, but I do think that this is basically his stated goal. I do find it very funny, though, very funny, that Israel has 0% tariffs on America. America put 17% tariffs on Israel. Candace Owens says the Jews run the White House and Trump is a puppet. Yeah, baby. Anyway, whatever. We don't need to get into that. That's a retard for a different day. The way he portrayed it is wrong. The point is it's reciprocal tariffs. They had tariffs on America. America didn't have tariffs on them. Now America has tariffs on them. I'm not here to fight every single individual case of tariffs that he's ever made. I'm not trying to argue that at all. All right? We're making fun of retards here, and it's a lot of fun. So anyway, more retards. So this is a retard gathering that we are watching. All right, these are the Houthis. For those of you that are unaware, Houthis are terrorists. Yeah, they're terrorists. This is a group of terrorists that are gathering doing terrorist shit. All right, they're Houthis. They were in one piece, and now they are in multiple pieces. So Trump posted maybe one of the craziest tweets of all time. These Houthis gathered for instructions on an attack. Oops, there will be no attack by these Houthis. They will never sink our ships again. So, these are the Houthis, terrorists, from the perspective of Trump's drone. And now they kind of slightly look like the surface of the moon. There are no more Houthis to make this attack. This is, honestly, this is the most transparent I've ever... Oh, my fucking God. There's just a crater. I have never seen... dude, can you imagine Hassan reacting to his friends getting blown up like this? Oh, my God. Luffy never gonna be a one piece. Oopsie poopsie, as they say. Now, again, you have a lot of people arguing that... No! No! Maybe it wasn't a military group! This is the only president in the history of time that is actually being, straight up transparent with what he's doing. And suddenly, every single person on Twitter is trying to find evidence on every single terrorist ever killed by the government. Like, it is astronomically levels of retarded compared to the drone strikes that Trump actually did. Obunga was not transparent with his drone strikes. You know, Obunga's statistics of, statistics of innocent person to terrorist ratio is worse than Israel's statistics in Gaza. Okay? Try to wrap your head around what I'm talking about here. How insane is that? That, again, I'm not sitting here defending Obama. I'm not sitting here defending anyone. I'm just saying the retardation is at an all-time high. So, yes, this was a definitely pacifistic peace meeting by Houthi terrorists, probably. Temu Luffy is not going to make it very far. Now, over here, Hamas admits it lied to the world how many children and civilians died in Gaza. Oh, that was a funny article, but that was actually for a different video that I was working on. Don't pay no attention to that. This is the one I was looking for. Yeah, these are the gatherings that he bombed, all right? These are the types of gatherings. Ah, yes, the peaceful gathering of terrorists shouting into the air. Nothing like the peaceful gatherings of a bunch of terrorists shouting, ah, death to America. What a glorious gathering of people just out there doing their good duties to the world. Ah, yes, peaceful gatherings of terrorists. We love those. Yes, we love peaceful gatherings here on this channel. Yes. I'm going to go to look up what the Houthi slogan is, though, because I'm curious. Houthi slogan. I wonder what the Houthi slogan is. I wonder, yeah. So apparently, dude, this is pretty fucked up. Pretty fucked up. Look at that. Oh my God. Apparently, the Houthi slogan is Allah is the greatest, death to America, death to Israel, a curse upon the Jews, victory to Islam. Damn, apparently that's bad. Wow. Freedom of speech, Hassan would say. That's Hassan. Freedom of speech, my goat. Hassan caring about the people all of a sudden. Anyway, other things that have been going on. Trump announces that his tariffs have brought pretty much every country to the negotiating table already. Every country has called us. That's the beauty of what we do. We put ourselves in the driver's seat. We have all the cards. Now get ready to watch this shit. Get ready to watch this shit. You are going to lose your absolute mind. Where do you find that Obama killed more people than in Gaza? I didn't say that, but if you're a retard, that might have been what you heard. I said the statistics of innocent civilian to terrorist deaths was higher than the statistics of civilian to terrorists in Gaza. That's what I said, if you actually care. But anyway, moving on.
And those tariffs have come in and every country's called us. That's the beauty of...
That's the beauty of reciprocal.
What we do, we put ourselves in the driver's seat. If we would have asked some of these countries, almost most of these countries, to do us a favor, they would have said, no, now they'll do anything for us.
Pretty weird, huh? Damn, that's wild. Think about how insane that is. Now that there's reciprocal tariffs, every country wants to negotiate. But before there were reciprocal tariffs, and America was like, hey, allies, you wanna drop your tariffs on us, allies? Allies were like, nah, I don't think I will. Can you explain to me why? Because everyone was saying that, I can't believe Trump ruined America's alliance with Canada. They were such good allies for so long. Why would Trump ruin their alliance? Well, Canada has 270% tariffs on America for dairy products. So what? Does that sound like an ally to you, that Trump is ruining the alliance? Sorry, bro. They might be allies, but that's an abusive fucking relationship. I don't know, man. That's an abusive relationship, buddy. With all due respect, no one wanted to negotiate dropping tariffs before, but now, suddenly, they do. Dude, I love when people in chat tell me that I'm wrong. All right, look it up. You'll see I'm right. I don't need to prove this every single stream.
But we have tariffs, they've been set, and it's gonna make our country very rich.
But are you open to deals with these countries if they're calling you?
Well, it depends. If somebody said that we're gonna give you something that's so phenomenal, as long as they're giving us something that's good. For instance, with TikTok as an example, we have a situation with TikTok where China will probably say, we'll approve a deal, but will you do something on the tariff?
All right, now that the tariffs are in place, they could be used as incredible bargaining chips. It's almost like I was literally correct the entire time.
The tariffs give us great power to negotiate. Always have. I've used them very well in the first administration, as you saw, but now we're taking it to a whole new level because it's a worldwide situation.
Yeah, in case you were curious, because of course no one's happy. So these were Canada's tariffs on the United States. In case you were curious, you could look at it on stream. 263% for chicken and shit. Whatever. There are infinite evidence to this. It's wild that every single person, I get some people in my chat that ask me for evidence to every single thing I say, even though I've proved it 1,000 times on previous streams. It doesn't matter. They still ask for evidence. So look, I've tried my best to be as transparent as possible, but if I give you evidence to things that I've proved a billion times in the past, every single time, the videos will never end. And we have so many retards to make fun of, unfortunately. Update: Israel, India, the EU, Japan, Vietnam, and Cambodia all plan to drop tariffs if Trump agrees to do the same. It's almost like reciprocal actually works. Kinda crazy how that happens. Again, I'm upfront with this shit every single time. Dog, man knows how to negotiate. Man knows how to actually negotiate. He really does. He is kind of a genius at negotiations. And I don't know who's been running the White House Twitter account, but goddamn, they've been crazy! Yeah, so anyway, they're fucking deporting shit, deporting people. I don't know, man! I don't know how they get away with this! And people are so mad. So mad about it. Oh my god. Oh lord, people are furious. Holy shit. It's so funny. Oh my god. I love watching people mad about this specifically. But again, Democrats still keep trying their absolute best to try their absolute best to ruin their themselves. Get ready for the worst speech you're about to hear in your life. This just happened in the Colorado State House of Representatives. Okay? This just happened yesterday. We're doing fresh off the press news here on the Democrats are 190% fuck franchise. Lock in, because you're about to hear some shit.
In committee, we heard a lot of opinions. We heard from groups that called trans community members groomers and pedophiles, that accuse our community members of heinous acts with children.
That's pretty vague. There were groomers and pedophiles that were trans people. So I'm not, that's pretty vague.
Simply because they exist, because of who they are. And then we are asked why they are not consulted in the drafting of this bill. Groups that are actively making our trans community less safe every day, asking why their language was not taken into consideration on a bill to provide legal protections for transgender individuals. I will call those groups hateful.
Oh, no.
And I am not the only person who has done so. Some of the groups in opposition to this bill are on a list of hate groups maintained by one of the most well-known civil rights law firms. And yes, I will compare that to saying it's like asking someone working on civil rights legislation to consult with white supremacist groups. And I will do that unapologetically.
Oh my God. Misgendering someone is like being a white supremacist, for real, for real.
By the way, parents groups that are inclusive are supportive of this legislation.
Mm-hmm. Parents groups that are inclusive. It's so vague. Because no one would actually care about the trans issues and debates if it didn't start getting, like, actually pushed and forced on children. No one would give a shit.
But the reaction to this bill really proves the point as to the risks involved just in being an ally to the trans community.
The risks.
Messages like, you sound like a groomer terrorist that need to be deported.
Oh, no! Freedom of speech. Remember when the left was so mad about deporting fucking actual terrorist supporters? Remember when the left was so mad about deporting literal Mahmoud Khalil, a guy that supports terrorists and wants the downfall of Western civilization, and also, by the way, literally is not a citizen of the United States? Weird.
Anyone who supports transgenderism in children deserves to be sent to the gallows.
Based? Oh God, I'm gonna get so canceled for this shit. Maybe not the gallows. That's extreme, obviously. That's pretty extreme. But transgenderism for children should be considered grooming. It should. It should. When some kid actually decides, 2-year-old kid thinks that they're transgender, miss me with that shit. That's grooming for real, for real. Come on, man.
Round them all up. These people are sick pedophile groomers.
The ones that are pushing transgender ideology on children? I wouldn't call them pedophile groomers, but, I mean, they're not far.
I can't wait to see you tomorrow in person, you America-hating communist pig.
All right, that one's real. That sounds like a threat. I don't condone the threats of violence, but other than that, I mean...
Those are the ones I can read out loud in this chamber. Because some of us here face extra hostility when we speak up.
Yeah, you know who else faces hostility? The people that are fired for their jobs for misgendering people. Now the shoe's on the other foot and people are upset. But until now, if you misgender someone, you get fired. Yeah.
But I know that trans folks face far worse than what I do as an ally.
Well, I mean, I sort of agree. If you mean that children getting their balls chopped off is bad, then I'm with you.
And for them, it's not because of what they say or how they vote. It's because of who they are.
Like how they vote makes it better.
And that's exactly why we have to pass this bill.
Wow.
Because discrimination on the base of immutable characteristics should never be allowed in Colorado.
What immutable characteristics are you talking about? Oh my God. Anyway, co-state rep Yara Zokai doubles down on calling parents who are against transing kids hate groups. Democrats in CO want to take away your kids if you refuse to mutilate them. Yeah, this is why people are against this shit. This is why people are actually against the trans debate altogether. Because if you are a parent and you are transing your child, you are a sick fuck. You really are. Straight up. And it's insanity. It's absolute insanity. So anyway, again, if you want to see why the Democrats keep losing and keep losing ground, it's because this shit is still happening. It should be massively illegal to fucking sterilize or mutilate a child. Like, a child can't consent. We're all on the same page here. So how is mutilating a child any different than raping them? It's fucking awful. It really is. And the fact that this is considered normal by people is dangerous. Anyway, speaking of raping people, Trump-hating British Labour MP, that's the Liberal Party in Britain, arrested on charges of sex abuse and abduction. Suspiciously, the grooming gangs in England never got finished. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up because Europe is in fact cooked, like I covered. Tens of thousands of migrants are receiving commercial driver's licenses after Biden made the process for them to obtain one easier. Many don't know how to drive these massive trucks. Hey guys, remember when the Democrats were anti-slavery? Or anti-slavery getting abolished, rather? Well, right now, they are all for employing illegal immigrants for cheaper wages. Biden caused a safety nightmare on our roads. This is terrifying. And to almost prove this, which, by the way, was published today, 3 days ago, USC student Nate Baker was killed by an illegal alien driving without a license. Again, many such cases, I suppose, many such cases, but this is insane. Nancy Pelosi said we need them to pick the crops. That's what I'm saying, man. Nancy Pelosi says to pick the crops. Damn, so inclusive. This is the worst day for the Democrats since slavery was abolished, for real, for real. Now, again, on the illegal immigrant situation, this is crazy. It's insanity that this happens as much as it does.
My name is Graysa Martinez Rosas.
Hi, Graysa Martinez Rosas.
I am an immigrant.
Okay, that's nice.
I am undocumented.
Anyway, you should leave the country, probably.
Unafraid.
Bro.
Queer and unashamed.
Yeah, she's unashamed to be illegally in the country. Tom Holman, get the forklift, goddammit. Holy shit, Tom. You're gonna need an industrial truck for this bitch. Why would you announce that you're doing a crime, bro? These are like the TikTokers that film themselves, like, bug spraying the fruit in, like, the grocery aisle. She is literally a Johnny Somali. Like, we make this joke, but she is the Johnny Somali equivalent of filming herself doing crimes. Like, what are you doing? Why would you be proud that you're illegally in the country? Oh my God. It's because of people like this. Queer too? Wait, did she say she's queer and proud of being in the country? Nah.
Queer!
Oh my God, she actually did. Oh my God! I am a queer illegal immigrant. There are more people that I need to fuck with my reputational stink. Yes, yes, yes. But anyway, the Party of Freedom of Speech, the Democrats. Remember guys, you might not be aware that I showed you that previous lady who's illegal in two time zones at the same time. It's pretty based. I have to show you, remember how the Democrats are crying that Trump is deporting illegal immigrants because of freedom of speech? Remember how the Democrats are crying about freedom of speech now? I can't believe Trump is actually deporting people. What about freedom of speech? Well,
the question before us is the passage of House Bill 1312. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
No.
The ayes have it. House Bill 1312 has passed.
Wow, you're probably wondering what this House bill is. Well, the Colorado House Democrats just passed a bill that makes misgendering a discriminatory act and can take children away from parents who misgender and pushes all schools to promote trans ideology. Anyone who complains about freedom of speech is a fucking sham retard bitch, because you cannot say that we shouldn't deport non-citizens that support terrorists and want the downfall of America, like Mahmoud Khalil, all right? That guy, That guy, how dare you deport him? How dare you deport him? Because freedom of speech, even though that doesn't apply to supporting terrorists. But this, if you misgender a child, they will confiscate the child from you. Now that, no, that's not freedom of speech. That's a hate crime. Welcome to retard world. We're still living in it, and the Democrats will continue finding ways to lose elections. They're working hard. Now, I thought they reached a low in 2024 election, but no, they are absolutely trying. They are trying their goddamn best to make themselves as unlikable and unsupportable as possible. It's pretty great, actually. It's pretty based. Love to see it. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that Trump admin can now block teacher development grants, which may be promoting DEI, which is a massive W. That happened yesterday, and it's fucking crazy that it took this long, but it actually happened. In other news, FAFO, fuck around, find out, Dominican national in our country, illegally charged with, guess what, guys? Drum roll. Are you ready, gamers? Assault, rape, assault and battery, dangerous weapon, assault on a family or household member, strangulation, suffocation. He was arrested by ICE. But guess what, guys? He was only arrested after being released from custody from local Boston police. So let's get this straight. You got this rapist, murderer guy, assault dude, who is not an American citizen, and he was captured by the police in Boston. They arrested him because, you know, he's a fucking murderer guy. I don't know if he's a murderer, but he's an assaulter, rapist, right? Bad fucking guy by any metric. And then the police decided, you know what? Let's just let him go. We'll release him back into the wild because we don't want to be racist. Racist to the Dominican national illegal immigrant? Yeah. Let's not be racist. Let's release him back into the wild. The Democrats hate you. The modern Democratic Party fucking hates you. They like him more than they like you. They are willing to sacrifice 10 of you so that this guy could walk around the streets. How insane is this? What is going on? When you hear about this in the news, how could you fucking support these people? Catch and release. It's unbelievable. It's wild. Oh my God. Pokemon have more human rights than these people. Holy shit. The crazy thing is, I don't think anyone would disagree with deporting him. I think this is why Trump actually won. I don't understand how the Democratic Party is literally fucking themselves this badly. Like, come on, guys. I think a healthy competition is a good thing. But this isn't even a competition. You are literally railing yourself on a daily basis. Oh, my God. It's frustrating. Now, I think I mentioned this briefly in the past. But I'll show it to you again because of how retarded it actually is. This happened after my latest Democrats 180% fucked, which was a really good video. And it just happened, so I felt like it's important to talk about. So this is a female fencer. And she's refusing to fence against her opponent, who is, by the way, substantially taller than her, because her opponent, get ready, guys, get ready, her opponent is a biological man. She takes the knee and she's like, I am not competing with a biological male. This is not happening. Men are biologically stronger than women, and that is a fact that every single person that has a working brain actually knows. This is not a fair fencing game. She has every disadvantage in the world, from physical strength to physical reach. So she bends down, she's like, I'm not competing against this. What the fuck is happening? What is going on? And you hear the scream from the other end of the room. It's ma'am! It's also funny because this is illegal, by the way. I don't know if they're aware, but the president of the United States made this illegal. So that's fucked up also. Think they do. Oh. everyone arguing about how you need to respect the rights of transgender people, but meanwhile, somehow, when it comes to the rights of women, no one gives a fuck anymore. Alright, so they argue a bit. And don't worry, guys. We get a happy ending. Our guy comes back. Guess what, guys? She is disqualified from the tournament because you have to let the biological male beat the fuck out of you. Hell yeah, baby! Their rights come before your rights. She is disqualified. Now I know what you're gonna say. That's not a happy ending. How can I say that this story has a happy ending when it clearly doesn't? Well, it's a happy ending for me because there are more retards to make fun of. This story can get bigger and more people that know about it and see if this shit can recognize the fact that you are living in clown world, baby. Clown world. It's absolute insanity. So anyway, obviously everyone normal is on her side because, again, the trans people in women's sports debate is retarded and everyone knows it. Literally everyone knows it. You got your hardcore liberals being like, yeah, it's retarded. They have biological advantages. That is the reason why there are differences between men's sports and women's sports is because of the biological advantages. You don't have any women in the men's NBA because they'd get fucking annihilated. That's just a biological fact. So no one is for this, except for the radical virtue signaling retards, and they are getting theirs. So, again, I fully believe that we need to find some way to fix this shit. Like, we need to get this guy. What do you think, guys? Should he go to the El Salvador prison? Or, hear me out. If he captures 5 pedophiles, we deport him for free. So those are the options. El Salvador prison, or if he helps the government capture 5 pedophiles, he stays in the government. He stays. Or he gets deported instead of actually going to prison. Now, hear me out. We call it Alien versus Predator. I think it's a great idea. I think it's huge. Alien? Illegal alien versus Predator? Oh, hell yeah, dude. It's gonna be crazy. Now, again, because there's more terrorism to talk about, this over here is a nice Tesla with a dent in it because someone threw a rock, a big-ass rock at a Tesla. Pretty sure this is in Canada, by the way. Someone threw a rock at the Tesla, and where a pregnant Tesla owner in Vancouver, yeah, in Canada, struck by a 2-pound rock that was thrown through her windshield, injuring her. Now, guess what, guys? Guess what, guys? Police are currently investigating whether the rock was intentionally or unintentionally thrown at the Tesla. Maybe it was an accident and not a terrorist. Who knows? No one knows. I didn't know. I could just only assume. It was probably an accident. Maybe the rock was racist. Who knows? It's good the police is investigating it, guys. Hell yeah. Those are our heroes out there. But speaking of heroes, dude, these are so funny, and I feel like it's important to show these, not only to dissuade the terrorists, but to actually talk about the fact that these people are committing acts of domestic terrorism. They're fucking around and they're finding out, bro.
Cybertruck was attacked by an Elon Musk hater in broad daylight.
Oh, no.
Wow.
There he is, just broad daylight, kicking a Tesla. What a hero. This man is truly a virtue signaler of virtue signalers. So for some reason, the Democrat leaders never condemned this type of shit.
Hey! Who the fuck is that? You guys are pieces of shit, dude. That's my fucking car.
That's your car?
Yeah. What the hell is your friend's problem? You guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah, true.
So get this.
He's right.
These guys park right behind my truck, attack it, and leave. But that's so dumb because everyone knows the Tesla records everything.
Listen. Remember when they said that the Democrats were the educated party with the higher IQs? I think they are being proven wrong in real time. This anecdotal evidence is all I need. Yep, actually proven retards in real time.
Not to mention, I was literally standing 15 feet away from my truck. Who would do this? What a dumbo. So I immediately assessed the damage, called 911, and secretly followed them to the place they were going.
White dude, pink hair. 40?
So it took about 10 minutes for the cops to arrive. They questioned me, so I showed them the videos.
It's got to be an Elon Musk violation or something.
It is. They call it an Elon Musk violation. That's how retarded the domestic terrorists are. Oh my God.
It is, yeah.
Education is not intelligence. Yeah, I know. I was making fun. If someone has a full degree in underwater chicken tickling and LGBT spokespersoning, then quite honestly, they have proven that their intelligence is not truly up there with the greats.
And they asked you.
For real, there are gender utopia courses. Whoever does a gender utopia course might be educated, but is also a retard.
You know where he went? I said, yes. He and his friends went to the movie theater.
Got 5-0 out here. The boys went into the movie theater.
So we're gonna see what happens.
Turns out they're watching Death of a Unicorn, so the cops went in, paused the entire movie.
Oh no!
And told the guy, you need to come with us.
Not so funny now, is it, big man?
Yeah, he thought he was so cool. Damn. Hell yeah. The tolerant left. The peaceful party. Not like Trump. Those guys are violent. Even though every violent protest that I could think of, aside from January 6th, was done by the left. Every single one. I can't think of a single one other than Jan 6 that was perpetrated by the right.
The police asked if I want to press charges, and I said, absolutely.
Hell yeah! Cook that fraud!
This is going to be a few thousand dollars in damages for sure. And plus, Elon Musk haters need to be taught a lesson.
Look at these guys. They're the friends.
Yeah, make them famous, motherfucker! That there's a villain. All that virtue signaling really ruined your life, goddammit.
In there, waiting. I don't know why.
Most people get away with vandalism, but not this guy. We got him. Thanks, Elon.
Oh, wow. What's up, bro?
Oh, no! No! Oh, my God. Look at him. What a freaking loser. Yeah, so anyway, I feel like it's important to spread these videos around. This is peak cinema. Darman couldn't write shit this good. Holy moly, it's just too good. And it's wild. The delegation of House Democrats visiting the southern border today to hold a no public events, and their visit is closed to press. A Border Patrol source just sent me this photo showing Congressman Benny Thompson at the police station reaching out to Fox News is reaching out to Dems inquiring about covering their visit. The point is, Democrats are doing a visit to the border to protest against deporting illegal immigrants into the country. Like, how could you be the side that supports the 300,000 kids that got missing that were missing at the border over the Biden administration? How could you be on the side of the vicious criminals? It's absolutely insane. It's mind-boggling. Almost as mind-boggling as this guy. This is the DNC chair, the Democrat National Chair. And you know what his plan is? His plan is great. His plan, I'm not even joking, his plan is fascism. Create a shadow government to control the country. I am not even joking. They are saying it out loud at this point. But then again, the left is the party that doesn't take people at their word. So, I mean, listen. Listen, you got Hamas terrorists that say they want to kill every Jew and every American. And then you still got these people supporting Hamas. So, I guess you're joking? Oh, let's watch the clip.
Hey, it's Ken Martin. I want to tell you about the People's Cabinet that the DNC is launching today.
All right, what's the People's Cabinet about?
I have been traveling across the country nonstop since I started this job. And what I hear over and over is this. Americans want us to fight back against Trump's lies and offer a better alternative.
Right.
Trump has stacked his cabinet with out-of-touch billionaires who are causing chaos and hurting working people.
Saying the people that are literally... Okay, do you know how much money was spent on Kamala's election versus on Trump's? How much do you think was spent on each? Well, you see, Trump was outspent 3-1 in the elections. 3-1! Yeah. Anyway.
That's why we are launching the People's Cabinet. It will be made up of experts, leaders, and everyday Americans who will share reliable and accurate information.
Probably funded by George Soros.
That you can use to fight back. Stay tuned for more.
Yeah, he's making a People's Cabinet to actually fight back against Trump. In other words, he's making a shadow government. He's making a deep state. That's his plan. Great plan. Thank you for saying the quiet part out loud. He is making a deep state of rich people and everyday Americans to fight back against the elected leader of the country. He says it. He puts it out there. Like, what are we even supposed to do? The retards just put the makeup on themselves. They expect me not to laugh at him. It's almost like he's now arguing in favor of unelected bureaucrats. Remember how they hated how Elon Musk was an unelected official? And that was literally their argument the entire time. Remember how they were literally arguing, Elon Musk is unelected. And this guy's like, hey, let's make a shadow government. Let's make an unofficial opposition against the government to rebel against them. Constitutional crisis or something. Dude, it's wild watching these people flounder around. It's unimaginably stupid. So anyway, this is the Education Secretary, Linda McMahon, who announced a formation of Title IX Special Investigations Team to hold schools accountable for allowing men to invade women's sports restrooms and locker rooms. So, mixed in with all the retards and L's, we're getting some W's too.
Today, the Department of Education, alongside the Department of Justice, is proud to announce the creation of the Title IX Special Investigations Team, consisting of attorneys and investigators from both of our agencies to adjudicate our ever-increasing volume of Title IX investigations. We have received a staggering number of complaints about men competing in women's sports and invading women-only intimate spaces.
It's so crazy that this is a controversial thing. Like, you need a fucking movement for this because the virtue signalers got so out of hand. I'm telling you, the left fell off the deep end. They literally did.
That's why we're partnering with Attorney General Bondi's team to move even faster in order to protect women and girls.
So this is happening. That's pretty nice. Everyone loves to see that because it's rational and normal. In other rational, normal news, we got people in the protests wearing a mask, obviously, because you don't want to find their identity because he's a terrorist, maybe. Open season. Kill Elon Musk. That's what he has to say. Like, bro, the party of violence, man. The party of violence. Like, what do you even say? Really? Does he think this is a good look, or does he just actually want someone to go and murder Elon? The answer is he wants someone to go and murder Elon. That's the answer, okay? I answered the question that I posed. I don't need to hear your response. That's what he wants. And he's wearing a mask because he knows he's inciting violence. Like, dude, it's actually insanity. It's actually crazy. Breaking, Judge Paula Zenas orders Trump to return a suspected MS-13 member from El Salvador in jail. Like, it's absolutely retarded. Marxist judge now thinks she's the president of El Salvador. Like, you can't make this shit up, man. Listen, I always say that if Trump really wants actual power, instead of being the president, he should just become an Obunga-appointed little random judge in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. Then he'll really have abilities. And I just wanted to end off with something amazing because Kamala Harris has come out of the shadows. She's come out of the shadows to make her first, like, big public news statement. So I just wanted to hear what she had to say. And then we'll wrap up literally proving how the Democratic Party is 190% fucked. Look at her frozen in time. Like she's in bad porno.
These are the things that we are witnessing each day in these last few months in our country. And it understandably creates a great sense of fear.
Great! Fear-mongering! Whoa, nothing has changed! Nice. Love that.
Because, you know, there were many things that we knew would happen. I'm not here, so I told you so.
Yeah, she lost. I don't know if she was aware how badly she lost. Yeah, it's crazy. I told you that every day would be fear, and I was right. Every day is fear. Guys, I'm not going to lie to you. Right now, the Democratic Party is truly 190% cooked. Their front runners are all retards. They're all insane. Holy shit. They are so done. They are fighting against common sense. They are arguing for the defense of actual criminals and monsters. They're an army of man children. It is unbelievable. So ladies and gentlemen, we come here today to once again celebrate a truly fantastic business strategy. A man that against all odds actually said something so brave.
that a small African country is sending you tea and flowers? That's not your biggest economic challenge. It's also proper for advanced economies like the United States to insist on reciprocity.
My favorite word, reciprocity. The downfalls are endless. The W's are big. Thanks for joining. All seven swing states, they all love reciprocity. Thanks for being here. Hell yeah, lock in. Democrats 200% cooked is going to be huge. Definitely subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one, gamers. Bye. Like, subscribe.